Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Ask the experts about free fitting on all our kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now, France has been plunged into a new political crisis with the defeat of Prime Minister François Bayrou at a confidence vote in the National Assembly. It means that today he's going to present his resignation to President Emmanuel Macron, who must now decide who will replace him. Whomever he chooses, it will be France's fifth Prime Minister since Macron's second presidential term began in 2022. Well, I'm joined by Alistair Bunkle, Sky News Europe correspondent. Alistair, you're welcome to the programme again. Good to talk to you.
Hi, Claire.
So, lacking any majority in the National Assembly, it was the left and the hard right who came together. They united against Bayrou, and that pretty much sealed his fate, although there are some who say he took a huge gamble in asking for this confidence vote to happen in the first place.
Yeah, it was a gamble. It was a gamble to try and get himself credibility to push the controversial budget through, and it was a gamble that failed. And you know, it wasn't a surprise that he lost the confidence vote, but he lost it overwhelmingly, a majority of 170 voting against him. And the far left and the far right, who don't agree on much, but did agree on this.
And the debt problem is at issue here. It is huge. It is massive, isn't it, in France? And among the solutions he suggested were losing two of the public holidays, which were extremely unpopular measures. But it's also interesting to see that in polling, the French people don't believe that this issue should be top of the agenda.
But all the data you look at shows that France is in a deep economic crisis. Its borrowing figures are the highest in Europe. Its debt to GDP ratio is staggering. It's paying more to service its debt every year than it can spend on its defense budget or almost on its education budget. Where there is some discrepancy is how close France is to a sort of a Greek style economic crisis, or whether or not it might need IMF intervention. That was something that François Bayrou tried to warn the French public of, but ultimately they don't believe it is in that dire straits. But it needs economic reform, but it seems nobody is willing to do or take kind of the hard medicine that is required.
So the debt stands at 3.4 trillion euro, which is extraordinary. What are Emmanuel Macron's options here?
Well, he has a number of options. So looking at the least likely to the most likely, the least likely is that he resigns, new presidential elections to try and find a new president and unblock things that way. He's steadfastly said he's not going to do that, and I wouldn't expect him to do that. He could call fresh National Assembly elections to try and regain a majority in the National Assembly, but National Rally, which is Marine Le Pen's far-right party, are now the biggest party in the National Assembly, and they think they would extend their the size of their MPs in Parliament if there were a new assembly. So I don't think he'll do that. I think the most likely thing he will do is to appoint a new Prime Minister, and we expect him to do that in the coming days. I'm outside the Elysee Palace now. We're expecting François Bayrou within the next hour and a half, perhaps, to come and hand in his resignation. And then it's who Emmanuel Macron decides to try and fill that space. Everybody knew that Bayrou would lose the confidence vote. I'm sure Macron's already been sounding people out. I think the question is, does he go for someone, again, who is a loyalist to him, someone sort of from the centre of French politics, and see whether or not this time round, a fifth time round, they can have any more success? Or does he go to the left, perhaps to the socialists, who aren't sort of ideologically on the same wing as Macron, but would argue that they're the biggest bloc now, the left are the biggest bloc in the French parliament, and so therefore they might be worthy of a chance to see whether they can unblock things.
Mm. So he might take a look at this and say, well, if we say that those two national holidays are staying, and if we say we're not going to freeze welfare payments and pensions, maybe we can succeed with somebody who is centre-right. I mean, that again is another gamble. It's all gambling here, but there are those who say that it was Macron's decision to call a snap election last June that led him to this point. So clearly all of this is going to affect his political standing too.
Well, I thought that Beirut, I mean, scrapping the two public holidays kind of got all the headlines. And I thought Beirut might use that as a negotiating tactic to sort of, you know, to pull back on that in order to try and get support to win the vote. But clearly that didn't happen. You know, Macron, we saw this once the vote result came out last night. Everybody's blaming Macron. Macron is a deeply, deeply unpopular leader here in France. He's got 18, 19 months left of his final term in office, and his legacy is unraveling. He's tried to distance himself in recent months and years to sort of focus on the bigger foreign policy things like Ukraine and Gaza and speaking to Donald Trump. But every time he tries to do that, he's dragged back to domestic politics. And you've got to wonder, you know, this will be his fifth prime minister in around 2 years. If this one doesn't work, then you really do think he must be in a precarious position to continue through the rest of his term.
Well, what would it take for him to be moved on before his 2027 term runs out?
Well, I mean, I think it'll take sort of self-realisation, probably, that, you know, he must fall on his sword. But Macron has always been a very, you know, self-confident leader. He has shown no willingness to do that. But, you know, France remains in a paralysis. And, you know, we're perhaps going to see some civil unrest. There's protests planned for tomorrow. No sense yet how widespread or big those will be. There's a general strike next week. So if things start to gather momentum on that front, then that will put further pressure on him.
Because the big concerns people have in France centre around the cost of living, around security and immigration. So I'm sure there is a fear amongst people who support Emmanuel Macron, although you say that they're reducing in number as we go along, that we could see a resurgence of the Yellow Vest movement.
Yeah, I think what we'll see is a version of that. So it's called Bloc en tout, block everything, block all, which is the new movement that's kind of sprung up through social media and online, kind of leaderless, deliberately so, which is why it's kind of hard to gauge how widespread and how popular it will be. But these things can gather momentum. And even if tomorrow doesn't turn out to be, you know, particularly significant in terms of numbers of people on the streets, businesses closed, etc., we've seen before, as you say, with the Gilets Jaunes movement in France, how it can gather momentum. It can become, in case of Gilets Jaunes, it was a weekly, sometimes more than that, weekly event that really paralyzed a lot of France and, you know, was successful ultimately in forcing the French government to pull back on those particular policies of the time. So, you know, civil movements can have an effect in France. They haven't brought down a government, well, they haven't brought down the president, but they can force the president and his government to change direction.
Alistair, thank you for taking the time to speak to us from outside the Elysee Palace in Paris this morning. That's Alistair Bunkle, who is Sky News Europe correspondent.